Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to Jesus and kneeling down begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. Last night, I had the honor of doing the Saturday Vigil Mass at 5 p.m., and it was packed, and I was so proud. Then I realized it's Super Bowl Sunday weekend, right? You know, there's something very special about Super Bowl for us Americans. I think that Thanksgiving, 4th of July, are those days that are so uniquely American. And this year we had the 49ers going against the Kansas City Chiefs. And, you know, later on, Father Andrew and I and Deacon Joseph, we're going to do what many of you are going to do. We're going to watch the game and be with people that we love and eat good food. But no matter who wins the game today, whether you're rooting for the 49ers or you're rooting for the Chiefs, no matter who the winner is, that will never be the greatest team ever assembled. Because the greatest team ever assembled is all of you, God's people. And together, we create the greatest team ever, the body of Christ. All different, with different God-given talents and gifts. And what we do is far more important than any sporting event. We're not battling or fighting for a trophy. What we do on a daily basis, if we answer the call, is strive to be Jesus to one another. And in this weekend, in a special way, we here in the Archdiocese of LA are reminded that we are one. It doesn't matter what parish you go to, we're all God's people. And prior to 2014, when it was Together in Mission Weekend, you may have been like I was. When I thought Together in Mission, I thought, oh no, here we go again. But Together in Mission has become very personal for me. You see, in 2014, when I applied to be a pastor for the very first time, they asked me, "Where do you want to go?" And I said, "I don't really care where I want to go. Send me where you think I should go." And then I joked with them and I said, "I could tell you where you'll never send me." And they said, "Where?" I said, "Three parishes. American Martyrs, St. Monica's, or Holy Family South Pasadena." God has a great sense of humor, does he not? And I'm glad I'm here. I think you know that. I love being here with you. But I was assigned to a very small community in Atwater Village, not too far from here, called Holy Trinity. And I had 9 years, 3 months there. And on my very first day there, I called the staff meeting, right? Day one, you want to meet who you're going to be working with. And there's no parish hall there. There's no parish center there. So the meeting was in the dining room of the rectory. And when I was waiting for the staff, and there were two wonderful women there sitting there talking to me. And after about 5-10 minutes, I said, "Well, where's the rest of the staff?" They said, "Father, we are the staff." Two part-time people who had been working there for over 20 and 30 years. That very first Sunday there, I angered a lot of people. Nobody told me that it was the priest's responsibility to open the church or open the parking lot. And our very first Mass was at 7:30 a.m., and I got there about 7:15, and there were about 80 people waiting for me and saying, "Father, why didn't you open the church?" Because you see, I had just come from a parish just like this one in Hacienda Heights with a lot of money, a lot of employees and a lot of resources, where things just got taken care of and I didn't have to worry about it. But you know what the heartbeat of that parish was? The young people at the parish school. Here at Holy Family, we have, I believe it's 316 kids. At Holy Trinity, the school enrollment is 121. 90% of the kids are on financial assistance. The principal is also the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade math and science teacher. When a teacher called out sick, you're looking at the substitute teacher. That was me. But you know, it was wonderful. The kids were great. During the pandemic, we didn't have a choice to close the school. Our parents worked many jobs. They couldn't afford daycare. So we had to stay open for them. And together we made it. So my friends, we are one team. We are God's people. And together in mission never meant anything to me until I lived it myself. And I could tell you without a doubt, the good that you do here at Holy Family goes to the people that need it the most. I've been honored to be at 4 different parishes now. And you know what? No matter where you're assigned, there's one thing that will never fail you. It's that the people of God are good. And I've been here for now 5 months. And I see the good in each and every one of you. I know the good people that you are. Last week, our business manager and I were on the phone talking. And she said, Father, Cambria had established a fund for assistance to Catholic schools. She says, do you know of a school that needs your help? And I said, I do. My last parish, Holy Trinity School, they struggle. So she connected with the principal and I. So I drove over there and I handed the principal of Holy Trinity School a check on behalf of all of you here at Holy Family. And when I gave her that check, she started to cry. And she hugged me and she said, we couldn't make payroll this month. I didn't know if I was gonna have to lay somebody off. And she hugged me and, you know, and I got a little tears in my eyes because when I left that school, it was hard, when I left that parish. But you see, God's infinite wisdom, he put the two communities I've been blessed to serve at to help one another. So she wants me to tell you this morning, thank you for the good that you've done for her kids, as she calls them. Thank you for being the face of Jesus to one another. So that's what Together in Mission is about. It's about helping one another, reflecting upon how God has blessed us so much and answering that call to do that. And I'm not going to sit here today and say, please fill out line 1. Please fill out line 2. You're very smart people. You know what to do, okay? My guess is many of you have already received your pledge at home, have you not? The Archdiocese has lost most of my mail, but somehow they found my Together in Mission address. And they upped it, just like they did yours, right? So I'm here to tell you, the money does go to where it needs to go. I just want to thank you for being the good people that you are. And know that I see it, but more importantly, God sees the good in you every day. So how has God blessed you in your life? He's blessed us so very much. So let's just take a few seconds of silence and reflect upon how God has blessed us. And how are you going to help those in need in our own Archdiocese of Los Angeles? So on behalf of people like myself who were on the other end of Together in Mission money, I thank you for the good people that you are. I ask you to bring this envelope home and to pray as a family how you could help. You've already received your pledges to turn those in. and I'll update you on how good we're going to do as a parish this year. I'm proud of you. Please know that. And remember, whoever wins the game today, the greatest team ever assembled is all of you, God's people. So whether you're rooting for the 49ers or the Chiefs, just remember, Jesus' favorite team is the Raiders anyway. God bless you.